CFP championship game is set. We have the Michigan Wolverines taking on the Washington Huskies in a showdown of number one versus number two. Michigan moving on after the defense came up big and stuffed Jalen Milroe in overtime to beat Alabama. Now, it's been a controversial season for Michigan. Jim Harbaugh missed six games throughout the season due to suspension. Questions swirl about his future, and he was asked following the game.
Coach, there's a lot of interest in your future. I wonder if you can tell me what the chances are that the championship game might be your last one at Michigan.
My future consists of a happy flight back to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Can't wait.
All right, there's that. Paul Feinbaum back here with us. Hey, Paul. And like I mentioned, Michigan, the subject of several infractions this season. Stephen A., did you want to jump in?
Yeah, I just wanted to sit up there and say that would have been a more appropriate question for the aftermath of the national championship game, right, as opposed to the national semifinal. That's just me. Just wanted to say that. But go ahead.
With that being said, though, Stephen A., Paul, if Michigan wins, do you think that their title would be tainted, considering the infractions and Harbaugh's suspension and everything that transpired this season?
Molly, I do not. And I say that having said differently a couple weeks ago. What changed? Maybe being a little bit too close to the sun this week, but I was able to view this program up close, something I had not really done prior. And I looked at these young players, Cora McCarthy and so many others who played a critical role. And I see a group of young men who have nothing to do or had nothing to do with whatever went down. Juxtapose that, Molly, with the current state of college football. After Alabama lost the game last night, they put out an urgent plea for more money from their NIL collective. That's where we are. I'll stop there because it's too long and it's too confusing. But college football has been corrupted to such a degree that, as egregious as some of us once thought the allegations against Michigan were, I think if they hold up the trophy next week in Houston, they deserve it. They've won it. They've beaten the greatest coach of all time. They will have beaten another undefeated team, the last one standing. And I think, you know, people are welcome to have differing opinions. People are welcome to throw dirt, but it won't come from me.
I agree, Paul. Had this thing played itself out and we can get down to the nuts and bolts and we could have found out exactly what they did, how long it's been going on, what they knew, when they knew, okay, but because they settled this thing and says, okay, I'll serve another one or two game suspension and all this go away, it's going to be hard for me to say that their title is tainted because they beat some great teams along the way. They beat an Alabama, and as you said, they would beat an undefeated Washington team. They did what they did to Ohio State. So for me, hey, live and let live. Like I said, had they gone all the way through, had we saw it all the way through, and we get down to the nuts and bolts, and we could have actually found out what exactly they did, what did they gain, when did they start this, who knew what, when did they know what, I might have a different frame of mind and might say, yeah, this is tainted. But because I don't know anymore, I would say, you know what, let it go. Michigan, you win to the best team. You win this one, you're national champs.
Well, first, let me get a couple of things out of the way. Number one, Sherrone Moore. I mean, now we know how he was crying those weeks ago because, I mean, he about to be the next head coach. That's why he was crying. That's why he was crying in support of Jim Harbaugh. Let me cry my way to a national championship. We're going to win. And then after that, Harbaugh will leave and he'll be the next head coach of Michigan.
You think they're going to give him that job?
I think they better. How about that? Nope. With the job that he did while they – listen, I was looking at him like, what the hell are you crying about, crying out loud? It was embarrassing. But his job performance wasn't embarrassing. If Harbaugh decides to leave, and I think he should leave for the Chargers job, if he decides to leave, there is no question that Sherrone Moore should be the next head coach for the Michigan Wolverines. If that was the interim that you put in place when you suspended Jim Harbaugh, and that man goes out there and performs the way that he did in Harbaugh's absence, including beating Ohio State, okay, excuse me, that man deserves to be the next head coach for the Michigan Wolverines, and I hope he gets the job.
Well,
I just hope he don't cry his way to it.
Yeah.
Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. It's not going to be tainted if Michigan wins the title, but let's understand why. It was never about that. See, this is where Michigan is twisted. And, you know, I got people, there's people that I ignore because they text me and they try to misquote me and misrepresent what I said. I never said that Michigan didn't deserve anything. What I said was you cannot have them competing for a national championship entering the college football playoffs with an open investigation. Right. You have to close it.
Right.
You have to come to a conclusion and move forward. If we're still up in the air as to the degree of their transgressions and we're questioning the legitimacy of wins because of it, you can't then have them in the college football playoffs. They addressed it.
Right.
And as a result, Harbaugh was out until the, you know, the playoffs, obviously, and until the Big Ten Championship, obviously, and they handled their business, more power to them. But I will say this, because Paul just brought up something and I think it's incredibly important. College football is a mess. The NIL hasn't made it any better. It's made it worse to some degree. Obviously, we're seeing players profit off of it, but in the end, it's still a messy situation. I love the fact that the players get money. I just don't like the mess that surrounds it. But with all of that being said, let's understand something. We looked at Michigan and we said this is an elite team.
Yes.
What we were saying was, however, it doesn't matter how good you look in the aftermath. Were you guilty of what they said?
Right.
We don't really definitively know to what degree the guilt is. So all we can go by is the greatness we're witnessing on the field from them. But let's not sit up there and stick out our chest like we're the second coming of Gandhi, for crying out loud. Like all of a sudden, we're completely absolved and we're absolved of everything. Wait a minute. If there is found to have been a transgression where the players are tipped off to stuff.
Right.
Prior to competition. Well, just because you go out and you beat people in the aftermath of that doesn't mean that you didn't benefit weeks and months and years earlier.
Right.
So, again, stop with the holier than thou stuff. Enjoy the moment.
Right.
Recognize it. We all see the greatness, particularly of this defense, and J.J. McCarthy is no slouch, and Corum is a bad brother. We get all of that, but let's not act like we're saints all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. It did happen.
Right.
You know, Paul, we're talking about the NIL, and I was hoping D.O. was in this segment, Stephen A., because he had a problem with the Florida State situation with the NIL and guys opting out. And here we are, Jim Harbaugh has hired Don Yee.
That's right.
Now, why is he hiring Don Yee? He got a job.
That's right.
Now, I want to know how Lincoln Riley was the head coach of the University of Oklahoma, and somehow he ends up at USC. I didn't hear anybody talk about, oh, the poor kids. Brian Kelly had a job at Notre Dame.
That's right.
And teams going to bowl games.
And he at LSU.
And nobody say the poor kids. But as soon as the kids, Lord forbid, I got a first-round grade or I get an opportunity to change my family dynamic forever.
That's right.
Oh, man, he should play college football. Man, college football going to be just fine. How much money is the University of Texas, University of Alabama, Michigan, and Washington, how much money is they going to make according to these kids? If I'm these kids, you want the kids to play, Steve Nate? Take out an insurance policy that whatever they lose because of injury in this bowl game, they get it.
Very, very simple. And by the way, for those who don't know, Don Yee is an agent that represented Tom Brady throughout his career.
He represents
Sean Payton for the Denver Broncos. And now Harbaugh has hired him, probably in all likelihood, because he's planning on leaving to go take the damn Chargers job. That's what that's about. And there's nothing wrong with it. And listen, I totally agree with you. Everybody want to make noise about players, young kids getting paid, but grown-ass men that's getting paid, oh, that's perfectly fine. They have mortgages, the kids don't. Last time I checked, some kids got mortgages too.
Yeah.
Bottom line is business, and it's exposing the business of college football. And college football is trying to be slick, as far as I'm concerned, Paul, because what they're doing is they're letting things appear to be very, very haphazard because they want intervention from Congress.
Yes.
That's what they want, Paul, because they're saying we need help because we can't manage this ourselves, so maybe some federal legislation could come in to neutralize all of this mess. They're being slick, but I see it a mile away. Go ahead, Paul.
But Stephen A. and Shannon, that's why Harbaugh is very likely to leave, because it's very possible the NCAA is already predetermined they are going to get him. And he would be foolish to turn down the kind of money that he can make next Tuesday, a week from today, to risk going through the process. And he knows what he's done or what he hasn't done, but he's going to leave. And Michigan fans were screaming at me. I was in the Tournament of Roses parade yesterday. The SEC group had a float. I mean, I was harassed. You're not supposed to get booed at the Tournament of Roses parade, Stephen A., but I was, because Michigan because Michigan fans were hating. And that's fine. They can hate you and they can hate me and they can hate anybody they want. But the point is, we didn't do what Jim Harbaugh and Connor Stallions are accused of doing, or at least Connor Stallions, because they've managed to get Jim out of it. But he would be a fool to stay. And he's not a fool.
If he wins the national championship.
He's very likely going, yeah, exactly.
If he wins.
And he's going to get out of there. And Stephen, I was leaving Los Angeles last night, and the lead column in Tuesday morning's L.A. Times in the sports section is Bill Plaschke begging.
That's right.
Begging Jim Harbaugh to take the Chargers job. That's how tainted this title is going to be. Exactly.
By the way, it would be, listen, the Chargers desperately need him. It's L.A. Newsflash. It's a lot of distractions in L.A. It's a lot of distractions. There are other things to do other than watch a Chargers game. You've got to bring some magnetism to the squad from the coaching ranks. We know Justin Herbert can be that dude. Right. We see the personnel that they have. Yeah. What you need is leadership from the coaching position. I think Jim Harbaugh would be smart to take that job.
Unfortunately, Paul, unless you are at the Kentucky Derby and you got that banner of roses hanging around your neck, that's the only way you're not going to get booed. Other than that, you are going to get booed.
And listen. Welcome to my world. It's beautiful to get booed. If you're only getting cheered and you're not getting booed, you're not doing something right. Boo's part of the business.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But before he takes NFL head coaching jobs, guys, let's not forget, we got the College Football National Championship. That is
he's
set.
Win.
It's Michigan versus Washington. And guess what? First Take is going to be live in Houston on Monday, January 8th. Come on down, hang with Stephen A., Shannon, myself in person. We'll be just outside of NRG Stadium near the championship tailgate, so we hope to see you there. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Electric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. The riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, I'm a 46-year-old man and can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old. These e-bikes from Lectric are fast, up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight, foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range, so you can explore further and longer. Head over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's electricebikes.com. Have a great day, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Okay, so I need you to explain something. No, you, Dan.
Yep.
Did you just pick a pancake up off the nasty floor that everybody has their dirty shoes in New York City where their dogs are going to the bathroom everywhere and then walk in the studio and then eat the pancake off the ground?
Yeah, this is part of what's wrong with society. Everyone's so scared to
No, you what's stuff. Wrong this with society.
Why, this is why I got immunity built up, Shannon.
That doesn't negate the fact that that's nasty.
Couldn't
I don't
have
really
waited?
Find it that nasty.
Could you have waited for a pancake that was like on the plate?
I was honestly
you were so hungry. You were like,
there weren't any pancakes left. I was disappointed. The pancake wasn't good.
Oh, shocking.
I could get it. If you're like 26, 27 months old, I get that. You're a grown-ass man with kids eating off the floor. You ought to be ashamed.
I honestly don't. You've never eaten anything that touched the floor?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Okay. And I didn't know any better.
And if something fell, you rinse it off or something or get something new. It damn sure wasn't a pancake that was on the floor.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now we're drawing the line on a pancake.
No.
Like there's things that we can't
eat. No, we're drawing the line
with
you.
If it was like your clean kitchen floor or something and it dropped for 2 seconds, you picked it up. This is dirty New York City
shoes. You know what that means, Dan, right? You know what that means, what you did, right? You know what that means, right? You know what you told you. You know what you showed the world.
What?
You put your mouth anywhere.
But we've been through that. We're going to let that go.
Yo, put your mouth.
You know what, Stephen A., I think that's for the Stephen A. Smith Show and the Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp.
Like, what's wrong with you?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to use it on the Stephen A. Smith Show. I'm going to use it on that. Nastiest stuff bringing into the new year.
I don't find it that nasty.
So Stephen A., Chad, and Shannon are now going to be taking this clip and breaking it down.
It's the Get Up Studio.
Molly brought it up. We would not have known that.
I had no idea.
If Molly,
well, Shannon,
Molly
I brought it up because I was so perplexed. I was perplexed by the whole situation.
You guys are all, right, you guys all do it. You
I'm
just
told
don't
we have
do
to
it
move on.
And say it because you're scared.
Yeah, yeah. I eat off the bathroom floor, too. The one seeds in both the AFC and the NFC are locked in. The Ravens and Niners have dominated the NFL for most of the season. We'll get a first-round bye in the playoffs as their reward. Now, these two teams faced off in Week 16 where Baltimore won handily. But obviously, both will have different paths to the Super Bowl. So, Shannon, I want to start with you. What do you think? Better chance to win the Super Bowl? Would you go Ravens or Niners?
I think the Ravens, because if you look at the teams that they've beaten, they beat the brakes off the 49ers. They beat the brakes off the Dolphins. They beat the brakes off the Lions. They beat Seattle. And not only do they beat people up. And so when you leave that game, they leave no doubt. It's not anything about a call or this, where the officials got the call wrong. If they didn't do this, they beat people up. And the way Lamar Jackson is playing the game of football, you saw it before, you're like, we're going to keep him in the pocket. Watch him against the Dolphins and see how many plays he made outside of the pocket. He threw the ball from the pocket, and they put 56 up on the Dolphins, who at the time was the second-best team in the AFC, and they did a demolition job on him. Remember what he did to the 49ers, who for the last 5 or 6 weeks was the best team in the NFL, and they beat them by 14. You remember when the Lions came there? They beat them by 21, 19 or 21. So the way they're playing the game right now, I don't see a team, like I said, I think the best chance is Cleveland because I think they have the best defense and can Flacco keep this hot hand. But the way they're playing right now and the way Lamar Jackson, who's going to be the MVP, the only question left now, is it going to be unanimous like the first one that he won in 2019? Other than that, I don't see it. Now, the only thing that concerns me, Stephen A., all these other teams, we saw Brock Purdy have that bad turnover day.
Right.
We've seen other teams have horrible turnover days late down the stretch.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson has been able to avoid that. The Ravens have been able to avoid the costly turnovers down the stretch. If they don't have a game where they turn the ball over 3 or 4 times, it's going to be hard-pressed for somebody to go to M&T and beat them.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah.
So Lamar's the MVP?
Yes.
Oh, I'm just asking.
Who's your MVP?
I've been saying Lamar for a month, and he's been saying Brock.
He just caught on. Is that what you're trying to say?
Every betting site, before Lamar went to San Francisco and did what he did, had Brock Purdy. We said the winner of that ball game would leave as the MVP.
Yes, we did.
You make it seem like Lamar Jackson was running away with it when the betting public, every betting site, had Brock Purdy in the front.
I don't care about what the betting site says. He's revealing
he ignores us. Yeah. In other words, we said something, and then he ignores it. He omits that part and brings in the other stuff. Just like what Shannon just said, we said going into the San Francisco game. You left that out. All you said was, well, I had him. But, you know, you guys did it. No, we said, that's the game we're going to see. That's what we said to you going into the game. But you left that out.
Lamar Zambia, I just wanted to
Did you pick him at the beginning of the season? I don't care about the betting.
Did
you have Lamar Jackson as the MVP to start the season?
Look how defensive.
No, you had Josh Allen.
Yes. I don't know who I picked to start the season.
Don't look up to the left. That means that's a lie.
To start the season, I don't know.
Go ahead, Olavsky. Go ahead, D.O.
I think either team. I think the most interesting parts of both of these conversations, probably more so for Baltimore, is this. In 2019, Baltimore was the one seed. And if you guys remember, going into the last week of the season, they sat everybody. And then in that first playoff game, they got bum-rushed by, I think it was Tennessee. It'll be interesting to see what they do this weekend. Same head coach, a bunch of the similar players. Do they rest Baltimore? Because if Baltimore rests, they risk of going through that two-week stretch again as the one seed of maybe not playing as sharp football. I'll say San Francisco strictly because I think the path's probably a little bit easier when it comes to how many elite quarterbacks do they have to go against? San Francisco is going to play the Rams this weekend. Again, San Francisco has nothing to play for. The Rams have nothing to play for. So elite guys that are elite that we know, like in playoff moments, we've seen be big dogs at that position and are playing well. Probably Stafford's the only one right now in the NFC where there's a lot more in the AFC.
Okay. Here's the deal, y'all. Lamar Jackson is the MVP. And to answer this question the best way possible, better chance to win the Super Bowl, Ravens or 49ers, I'm going to say the Ravens simply because I'm going to pick Lamar Jackson over Brock Purdy. I look at Brock Purdy, and things have to be ideal in order for him to be exceptional. He's good, but they have to be ideal in order for him to be exceptional. Lamar Jackson, it seems like no matter what you throw in his path, he just brings the exceptional out. A bevy of targets, I might add, Flowers, Bateman, OBJ, Lively. We see these brothers and what they're doing. We get all of that, right? Gus Edwards running the football, okay? We get that. But in the end, look at their defense as well. First in scoring, first in turnovers forced, first in sacks, fourth in yards, second in red zone touchdown efficiency. You take all of those things into consideration along with the greatness of Lamar Jackson, and you couple that with what we've seen from San Francisco on occasion, I'm going to roll with Lamar Jackson. Right now,
210 point differential for the Ravens. 210.
Yeah, both teams rank top two in scoring defense, top three in scoring.
Can I give you a crazy Lamar stat real quick?
Yeah, and then I got to roll.
If Lamar wins MVP, and I think he does, he's going to win MVP. He doesn't have a 1,000-yard rusher or a 1,000-yard wide receiver.
That's even outrageous. More impressive. Yep.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
I'm here in L.A. It's the new year, you know what I'm saying? But things don't get old like the A-list. It never gets old, baby. 2024 is in the house, and this is the first A-list, okay, for 2024. My top five teams in the NFL going in to the last week of the NFL season. Give it to me right here at number five. Let's start it off. Bam! Don't make me wait, damn it. Bam! The Detroit Lions. Why? Because they got robbed, that's why. They should have 12 wins on this season. They should have gotten a victory against the Cowboys. They got straight up robbed on the road. They're the leaders in the NFC North. They should be a top two seed in the NFC Conference. I love the way the defense is playing. I love the way Jared Goff is leading this team. I love the leadership of Dan Campbell. I believe in these brothers. They're a top five team in the NFL. I don't give a damn about the loss that we saw this Saturday because it shouldn't have been a lost. They ain't top four though. Let's give it to me right now. Bam! The Buffalo Bills. Why? Winners of four straight. By the way, wouldn't surprise me at all if they beat Miami in Miami to end the season this coming weekend. Win the NFC of the AFC East crown, by the way. Josh Allen's been balling. Diggs has been balling. The defense has been balling. After a 6-6 record, you know, nearly three quarters through the season, they've handled their business over the last 4 weeks. And because Miami keeps wetting the bed every time they get on the road, you see what happens. Bills are a top 14. They ain't top three, though. Give it to me right now. Bam! Bam! The Cleveland Browns. Why? An elite defense in the National Football League, the potential kryptonite to a Lamar Jackson on the offensive side of the ball. Joe Flacco is flinging that football around like he the second coming to Joe Montana. Amari Cooper's got over 1,200 yards receiving on the season. And Joku is no joke as well. Elijah Moore is making a contribution. This kid Ford in the backfield, along with Kareem Hunt, has been doing their things. The Cleveland Browns are coming. I'm not sleeping on them at all. They're a top three team right now. The way they look, but they ain't top two. Don't give it to me right now. Bam! The San Francisco 49ers, we can say what we want, and we understand what the Baltimore Ravens did to them. But the bottom line is, look at what they've done to everybody else. You know how they stomped on the Eagles. You know how they stomped on the Cowboys. We know what kind of streak that they were on and what have you. We can't get caught up in one hiccup against the best team in football. We're not going to do that with the 49ers. They ain't number one, though. We know who number one is. Right now, it's this team who, with the imminent MVP in Lamar Jackson. Oh, by the way, you got Edwards running out of the backfield. Oh, by the way, you got Zay Flowers. You got OBJ. You got this kid Lively. You got a whole bunch of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, I already told you a little earlier what they do defensively and how elite they are. They're a bunch of rough riders, and they're exceptionally well coached. By the way, the brothers, the Harbaughs, one could end up with a national championship while the other is a Super Bowl championship in the same season. That is something to behold. That was Shannon Sharp walking in front of the screen. It's okay, though. It's okay. We could do that. That's how we roll, because he need his clipboard, all right? We get it. We get it. Go ahead. Yeah, I got Ravens, 49ers, right, Browns, right, Bills,
right,
Lions.
Right, we got it. We got it. We got it. We got it. All right. Shannon and your suit game get an A today. I'll give you that. But now
thank
it's up
you,
to the fans.
You and had to make a quick change.
All right. To our First Take fam at home, we want you to chime in, so scan that QR code. You can see it on the bottom of the screen. And let us know what grade you have for Stephen's A-list. Meanwhile, Shannon, you're up first, and then Jeff. Give us your thoughts and give us your grade.
You know what, Stephen A? What, that's an A-list. That's an A-list. That's an A-list. I can't even lie. I can't even lie. I can't lie. I can't lie. I can't lie. I can't lie. That's a very good list.
That's right. Go ahead.
I got the. I wanted to. Me and Ash got our wires crossed because I'm not so sure that our teams wouldn't have been similar.
Okay.
I would have had the Lions at 5, the Browns at 4, the Cowboys at 3,
no,
the Niners at 2, and the Ravens at 1.
Right.
But that list. You know what? I'm not even mad. You left the Cowboys completely
that's
off.
That's right. I did. I did because that's a protest, just so you know, Jeff Saturday, a.k.a. Sergeant Friday. It is a protest on my part. The Cowboys should not have won. The Detroit Lions got robbed,
okay,
and I refuse to recognize the Cowboys in that top five.
He put a list together on the protest Saturday. That's the first time in history. Somebody put a list together
that's
on the protest.
On the protest. On the protest.
I feel like you can't give him an A, though. He didn't even have one of your teams on the list. So let's not.
No, but that's
to be fair,
you know what?
You can do
B+. I'm not even mad at him. But you know, no, but that is a, look, you can't, look, I don't understand why he got the Cowboys off. I left the Bills off, but you look at it, say, hey, I'm sure he got four of the five teams you got up there Saturday. I'm certain of that.
Okay. Shannon's sticking with
Shannon, that. Where did you say that you would have had the Cowboys? At what number?
Three.
I got Cowboys at 3.
And he doesn't have them on his list, and you're going to give him an A.
I know. What's going on,
but this list is under protest Saturday.
No.
It's a protest list.
Let me help frame all of this for you guys with the Detroit Cowboys disarray and disappointment and protest and all this nonsense that Stephen A is going through. If the referee wouldn't have screwed up the earlier call and called tripping on the Cowboys and penalized them, we wouldn't even have had the 2.9 cents because the game would have been over because the Cowboys would have put them away.
Oh,
so as
please.
Much as you're trying to get one benefit
please.
Because of a call, you'll give another
man.
One. The Cowboys are the number two team in the NFC, and you ain't got them on your list. This is not an A list. This is a B- list. I don't care on the protest.
B-
Minus. Since you out there talking
it
about
minus?
In L.A. In New York, where I'm sitting right now, it's a B- list for the nonsense you just posted up there.
How's it a B- What about the other selections?
Can we get past the
Cowboys? Hold on. Can we get past the Cowboys for a second? Look at the daggone list. You're lying to the American people with your New
I'll
Year's
you
resolution. You said you were going to be nicer with your New Year's resolution. And you lied.
I would have. Here's my list. Baltimore at 1, Niners at 2, Cleveland at 3, Dallas at 4, Detroit at 5. That's what I put up.
Oh, my God. He got me Molly. He's got my identical 1, 2, 3, and five, and he's going to give me a B minus. How you going to give me a B minus? And you got literally four picks of mine identical to where I have them.
Shannon should have gave you a B
too. Because you got the number two team in the NFC out
list. Hold on. Before I take it to the streets, Dan Orlovsky just texted me. We didn't have enough cameras for him for the segment.
He was hurt. His feelings were hurt, too.
Stephen A., he said, very good list, A minus.
See?
He's an easy teacher.
Let America speak. America, what are y'all
saying? We're waiting on America.
I'm telling you, Jeff is ridiculous.
You can't have your number three team not be on the list and get that.
Here we go. Okay. 52% essay give you an A.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about right there. Jeff Saturday, what you got to say about that? You should be ashamed of yourself, Jeff. You should be ashamed of yourself, Jeff. Seriously.
You know why America gave you your list? Because Bills Mafia saw that you put their team on there. And all the Bills Mafia is hoping they make the playoffs this week to get in and get all excited.
In all seriousness, Jeff, you literally have 1, 2, 3, and 5 exactly as I do. How could you possibly give me a B minus when you have 4 of my 5 picks identical to what you would put them in?
Because you put the number 2 team in the NFC off the list in protest and the team they just beat ahead of them.
You know what, Jeff? I'm going to talk to you. Because you lied to the American people with your New Year's resolution.
No,
you said you was
going to
be helpful. You said you was going
to
be supportive. You lied with your New Year's resolution.
Half
and by the way,
America
I like the suit change. I'm glad I didn't wear my pinstripe. We didn't both need to have our pinstripe today. But it's all right.
Okay,
come
we got to go.
Man.
By the way, Dan just added to the conversation again. The Dolphins just beat Dallas. He wanted you to know that as well.
So what? He's right, though.
But they got bum rushed on. I know got bum rushed on Sunday.
That's right.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. It's been a tough year for the Panthers, who lost again to secure the league's worst record to pour more cold water on Carolina. They won't even get the number one overall pick. That's going to go to Chicago after last season's trade that allowed the Panthers to draft Bryce Young. Big decision to make for the Bears, who have a talented quarterback in Justin Fields, but just still have not found a great team success with him. Okay. I think I'm going to start with you, Dan, which I rarely do. With Justin Fields playing well in recent weeks, what should the Bears do with that number one pick?
Think long and hard. I honestly don't know right now what side I would take. And that is ridiculous because at the beginning of the year, it was like, hey, Chicago's going to take a quarterback next year, certainly after the first month of the season because of the way that Justin kind of started this year. And now that Justin has played so well, and honestly, the team has played good football. They play Green Bay this weekend. Don't be surprised if Chicago wins that game. I don't know. If we look at the teams that have taken young quarterbacks, not everyone, but had taken a young quarterback, it's been those teams that really had a good, healthy, solid roster and then went and got the guy. Baltimore went up to go get Lamar. The Buffalo Bills went up to go get Josh Allen. And Kansas City Chiefs went up to go get Patrick Mahomes after they had a really good roster. I think Chicago is close right now to having a much improved roster. The biggest crux of all this is, historically, guys, we don't see number one picks quarterback-wise just flip bad franchises, teams that have been bad for a while. I think the only guys that unequivocally did that where Joe Burrow has done that in Cincinnati. Cam did it for a year or two in Carolina, but that's about it. That have absolutely flipped them. And probably the most important part of this conversation is, what are you going to get from either situation? If do the Atlanta Falcons come to you and say, we'll give you a first-round pick for Justin Fields, then you start to think about moving off from him a little bit more intensely. Or do the New York Giants or the New England Patriots say, we'll give you 3 first-round picks to switch and take the number 1 overall pick? Then again, that becomes a little bit more, we're going to keep Justin Fields and take those picks. So this is not a foregone conclusion of the Chicago Bears are taking a quarterback at 1.
My thing is, and we've seen Justin Fields has flashes. And when he has flashes, the guy can throw for 250 and run for 150. But do you have confidence that the Bears can surround him? You mentioned that these young number 1 quarterbacks coming out, and you look at what the Indy did with Peyton Manning. Now, they already had Marvin Harrison. They already had Marshall Faulk. They move on from Marshall Faulk, and they draft Edgerrin James. They draft Reggie Wayne. They draft Dallas Clark. And you see what they did. So do you have Ryan Poles, the general manager of Chicago, do you believe that he can surround Justin Fields with the right pieces in order to make them a championship-contending team? That's the question. 10-27, 40 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. And I understand that you're going to have to start over again. But, Dale, you do realize it's going to take you $200-plus million to re-sign Justin Fields. He's getting up off that rookie contract.
Mm-hmm. Jim, let me hit you with this, because I get your point, and I know Stephen A's got to get in here. But I do think in so many conversations around the NFL, we've lost sight of it's not the most important thing to just reset the financial timeline in your organization at the quarterback spot. The most important thing is to get a really good one. And so often we say, well, just reset the Jets did that. They move on from Sam Darnold and they draft Zach Wilson. How'd that work out for them? So I think that sometimes it's like, well, just reset the financial market. That's not the only way or the best way.
Dan, it might be hard for you to do, but I need a quick answer to this question. Try. Caleb Williams, what do they say about him? What do you think about him really quickly?
He's more talented than Justin come out of college. He's a combination, just talent, skill-wise, of Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar. He's an unbelievable physical talent on the field.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Then you have to move on. See how simple that is? Because let me explain, Dan. Let me explain. So we know about the 10-27 record with Justin Fields, right? We know about the 10-27 record as a starter, which, by the way, is not entirely his fault,
right?
Because of the pieces that you put around him. Let's also remember Ryan Poles, who you just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
He came in after they grabbed Justin Fields.
Correct.
He didn't have the job when, you know, that wasn't his selection.
Right.
So we got to take that into consideration, all right? Now we've got that going on. So let's look at it. These are career highs for Justin Fields. 5-7 record, 61% completion percentage, 201 pass yards per game, 16 touchdowns, 9 interception ratio, 85.8 passer rating. These are career highs. Let's also remember that when he completes the first 3 quarters, 64% of his passes completed. In the fourth quarter, and 13 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions, first 3 quarters this season, right, in closing games. Fourth quarter this season, 52%, 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Let me throw this other stat, a couple of other things that you might want to hear about this. 38 qualified quarterbacks. He's last in the league among 31 qualified quarterbacks, in average time per pass. Last among the 38 qualified quarterbacks in that metric. 37 career starts, has surpassed 225 passing yards just 6 times. At
Stephen
some
A,
point in time.
You got to add the rushing yards in.
Okay, I understand it, because we know he can run with the football. We get that he's a dual threat, okay? This is what I want to read. Last among 38 qualified quarterbacks in fourth quarter interceptions with 16. 36th in completion percentage at 56.2%. 33rd in QBR. And what do they say about him? He holds on to the ball too long, not necessarily seeing the coverage, not going through his progressions quick enough, et cetera, et cetera. This is what they say about him. I'm not telling you the brother doesn't have a future in the National Football League. I'm not telling you he can't be a starter. I'm saying if you're the Chicago Bears, a franchise whose best quarterback in the modern era was Jim McMahon from 1985, okay? In case you can't do the math, Dan, that's nearly 40 years. I'm sorry. If I got an opportunity, if I look at a guy like a Caleb Williams, who is a clear-cut superior talent at the quarterback position, and I have the number 1 overall pick, and I have had historically a problem finding a big-time quarterback, and everybody and their grandmama is telling me this brother's going to be big-time, I'm sorry. I got to move on rather than do what Shannon says. Invest in a guy who's developing, who's getting better, who has potential, who can run with the football, but it's going to cost me $200 million. And oh, by the way, way. I'm not sure what he's going to be capable of doing when it really, really counts.
Okay,
no,
so a couple,
I can't stay with him.
Couple pushbacks on that. One, I do not think it's a done deal that Caleb Williams is going to go number one overall, no matter who picks. Drake May from North Carolina absolutely is going to have a part of that conversation.
From Carolina?
But, yeah, oh yeah. We have to stop
Mr.
saying
Jabinski
that.
Mr. Jabinski would make me hesitant about anybody coming out of Carolina, but go ahead.
He's a freak. It's, don't think he just went to Carolina. He went to Carolina because of his family, not because he didn't have offers from
I'm just talking about the potential of being contaminated. That's all I'm talking about. It's contamination, Shannon. Contamination.
You got to stop saying, we got to stop saying that, like, if they choose to keep Justin and pass from the quarterback, it's automatic $200-plus million for Justin Fields.
Dan, you think that, hold on, you think this guy, you think his agent is going to let him take less than $40 million a year when the going rate is $45
When Daniel Jones got $40
million. Come on, D.O.
Okay, guys, this is my point. Jordan Love, what they have to do is pick up the fifth-year option. That's the only thing that they have to do. Like Green Bay did with Jordan Love, but they restructured or rechanged the finances. So you don't have to pay Justin $200-plus million if you decide to pass that first pick. Stephen A., my point is this. If a team like, again, even like let's say Washington, who I think sits at two right now, goes, we have to go get Caleb Williams. He's from Maryland. And they say, we're going to give you three first-round picks. If a team like Washington comes and goes, three first-round picks, if you're Chicago, you're sitting there going, well, why don't we take those picks, reload our young talent for cheap, and we keep Justin for two more years at $50 million total.
Okay, you can't do that. I'm simply saying, but really, I get your point. So from a business perspective, in terms of building a team, you're looking at it that way. All I'm saying is, if you're looking purely at what's the better option from a quarterback spot, because that's what you're looking to fulfill, it has to be Caleb Williams.
And plus, Jordan Love is on a different situation. This is his first year starting. Justin Fields has been a three-year starter. So he done, okay, you think you're going to pick up my option? He's going to want to get money after the third year heading into his fourth year.
S.A., Shay, we got to go. More First Take after this very quick break. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. We really do have fun.
Yes, we do.
We really do, have a good time. We do.
And guess what? 2024 is going to be even better.
Yeah, you got to redeem yourself
with
that pitch, though.
I will.
You got to do that.
I got you. I'm going to do it. There's no question.
He does need to redeem himself. Yeah. He says he's going to do it.
Maybe so go Shannon, back to the Mets. Yeah.
Shannon, I'm going to see you Monday in Houston. You're going to be there?
I will definitely be there.
Okay, no, looking forward to it. That's going to be fun.
Stephen A.,
when's the last time we've done a show with a live audience? It's been a while. We haven't had a show with a live audience
Winston-Salem.
In a long time.
Oh, the last time when we was at Winston-Salem, my alma mater. How could you forget that?
Yes, we were inside.
We come to Houston, H-Town.
Indoors.
We see you.
Monday.